Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Remy Hermoso. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Terry Hughes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Blackwell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Blackwell. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Evans picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Evans. Bell moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Spikes moves to third. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spikes scores. Ellis moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lee, and towards Burleson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rice strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lynn scores. Evans moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Terry Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Guerrero trying to get to third. Lowenstein throws the ball into Bell, who tags Guerrero for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermoso bunts towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Burleson covering, for the out. Duncan moves to second. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Duncan moves to third. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Terry Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes is called out on strikes. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Buskey now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first, with Buskey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spikes moves to second. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Spikes trying to get to home. Lynn throws the ball into Blackwell who tags Spikes, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a pop-up towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn is walked intentionally. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermoso hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Terry Hughes. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Hendricks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Mario Guerrero. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendricks. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Bob Montgomery pinch hits for Tim Blackwell. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is hit by the pitch. Juan Beniquez pinch runs for Bob Montgomery. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Rick Miller. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Carbo moves to third. Beniquez moves to second. Doug Griffin pinch hits for Cecil Cooper. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.